piece and in style.
Oh, he was great. He was pretty great.
India.
And if you decided on buying a house here?
No, definitely not.
No?
Okay.
No. Not buying a house. Not in L.A.
So you're basically taking your celebrity status and saying it's nice to have, but it really isn't part of my life.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I'm an actor. I'm an artist, you know? I wouldn't say I'm a celebrity. I think that's other people's words to use for other people, but I'm an actor.
Okay, and you see yourself as a role model in some way for especially young girls who love this series?
I see Triss as definitely a role model. I think, you know, she was a role model for me in a way when I first read her story a few years ago. Wow, 4 years ago. That's a long time ago.
Not
I think
for
she's
us old guys, the table it's not,
but it
you.
Is 4 years, a long time. She was a role model for me in her courage. Triss wasn't somebody who started out as an intrinsic hero. She became a hero through process of really becoming brave and learning to face her fears. And so I think in that way, her story can be parallel to the lives of many of us who are trying to be brave in the modern world.
How would you say she's developed in this movie?
In this film, I think actually more than Triss's development, it's more the development of, I feel like Allegiant is more about the story of these people who are going across the wall. You know, I think Divergent and Insurgent were a lot about Triss's story and what's happening with her character arc. And it's kind of nice in this movie to watch all of the characters proceed throughout the wall and find information that they've been wanting to find for a long time, to know what was out there. And then for Triss's personal development, I don't know if it's so much growth like we've experienced in the past films, but it's more learning about a new culture and learning about... Have you guys seen the film?
Yeah.
Okay, learning about a new culture and learning about how one can function within the restrictions of being in a new world.
Like somebody functions in the Hollywood landscape of being a major star?
I think it'd be more like how someone functions if they're from Greece and they move to America, you know? Or if they're from America and you move to Chile. It's like, it's a completely new, the culture is different, the language is different, the food is different, everything is different, and so you have to learn to adapt to that lifestyle while also retaining the integrity of the world that you came from.
Can you talk a little bit about the stunt work? Sorry. The stunt work in this, because it's more intense. It seemed that way. I don't know for you if it was, compared to the other two films so far. How was it?
Yeah. It was pretty much, it was just a lot of running.
Yeah.
I hate running. especially running alongside Theo and Ansel, who runs so fast. So
Ansel was saying that, like, he didn't want his character to be an athlete or whatever.
He still runs fast when he's not. Is he here? Did you talk to him?
No.
No.
He still runs fast, even when he thinks that he doesn't.
But you're tall. You're 5 feet. I mean, 9. I read.
One would think that I would be a good runner. Yeah, but they're taller.
They're something. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're just like jets. They're just. Pew.
But so that scene going up the side of it.
That was really cool looking. So fun. Was that you, or was that stunts? That was us. There's a few shots that were stunts, but for the most part it was us, and we just hung in harnesses. It was fun for the first hour, and then it got really uncomfortable because we were up there for just, I think, a week straight in hot Atlanta, so it was just dripping sweat. And
you know, you had intense. This passion to do The Fault in Our Stars. I remember when you said, I would have, you know, gone and washed floors on that movie or something just to be part of it. You were so passionate about the character in the book. Have you found anything since then that's touched you that way?
I think the way that Fault in Our Stars affected me was sort of a once-in-a-lifetime experience, simply because of the subject matter and the way that it was written and the way it was handled. But I've had I'm working on an HBO miniseries right now that I feel really fueled by artistically and creatively. And it's a different feeling than I had for Fault in Our Stars, but the passion is equal in its, in the way that it delivers, I guess, artistic creation upon me.
That's the one with Reese and with
Nicole Kidman.
And Matt, what's your role in that?
I play a woman named Jane Chapman. She's a mom, which is super fun. And through, it's based on a book. Throughout the series, you sort of are left wondering who is... Actually, I'm not going to say much.
Okay.
I don't know that I can.
Okay.
So,
it's
she's a young woman with a kid.
Okay. Back to sweating your ass off in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You're from Simi Valley. I'm LA Daily News.
Yeah.
Sorry, folks. But, you know, California's got the bigger, better, you know, production tax credits now. What do you think? Do you want to work back here more? Do you think you will under these conditions or what?
Yeah, I mean, I love LA. I'm from LA, but it's always fun to travel and work in new places. You know, you feel like you sort of create this little family, this little subunit of human beings who all come together for a few months and then you all go your own ways.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I do love to travel and do locations. I don't really care as long as everyone in the movie is a good human being. I don't care where we're located.
Makes sense.
Are you starting to get a little nostalgic since it's starting?
It is weird. I don't think I'm not nostalgic about about saying goodbye to Triss and saying goodbye to the series. It's more nostalgia based in saying goodbye to the people.
Yeah.
Because it's been not even the actors, but the same crew for the last 3 years. And that will be strange to say goodbye to everyone and to not think, right now when I think of my life, I'm like, oh yeah, next year I have this chunk of time that I'll be filming and this chunk of time that I'll be doing press. But after this year, I won't have that anymore.
You haven't started filming the fourth one yet.
No, we'll start later this summer.
Wow.
Now, you said 4 years, and I remember talking to you 4 years ago. You seem as aware, controlled of yourself, and quiet, confidence you still have. How do you think you've changed over those 4 years?
Oh, I've changed so much. I mean, I'm 4 years older. And, you know, I think it's hard to judge one's personal evolution when looking back. Yeah, I don't know. I think I just had the natural progression that happens when you're in your young 20s.
You won't get fooled as much as you used to?
I don't know that I ever really got fooled.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, speaking of getting fooled, watching this movie, I know the books were written years ago, the movie was made last year, but you ought to see this Disney cartoon that's coming out today. Do you think anything...
What cartoon is coming
Zootopia.
Out?
Zootopia.
Oh my god, I'm so excited to see Zootopia.
It's really great.
Oh my gosh.
but anyway, do you think anything in this movie, just by accident, comments on our current political situation?
Who to
about
believe?
Allegiant? No, I mean, it's all so personal, you know, the politics now. Maybe in terms of, I think Divergent was more political than Allegiant is, in a sense, because, again, Triss isn't, if we're talking about voting or if we're talking about, you know, electing a representative, Triss is in a world that's not her world. So it's not like she would be, you know, it'd be like us being in England and we can't vote or a British person being here. But I think Divergent had a little bit more of that just in terms of, or an Insurgent in terms of electing Naomi Watts' character to sort of become the new leader.
But you are told lies by a person in power.
Yeah.
You're sucked into it. So that is kind of an allegory for government in a way. It is kind of political.
And they're wearing
red. Yeah, it's absolutely
like
political. I just don't think it
applies.
I don't think it applies to our current political situation as far as voting and.
Right. You also are in the Oliver Stone Snowden movie, which has been postponed now for the third time.
I know.
Who do you play in that? Were you his girlfriend?
Play his girlfriend.
And how was that experience at all?
It was wild. You know, working with someone like Oliver Stone, who has obviously such an incredible resume and so many incredible films under his belt, and learning from him, and then working alongside Joe Levitt, who is such a fantastic actor and a beautiful, genuine human being. And then also, you just look at the subject matter. That's the reason I wanted to do the film. You know, being a young woman and growing up and deciding, do I want to have kids? Do I not want to have? What kind of world do I want to bring my kids into? And and knowing that there's so much that happens that we're not even aware of, I really, whether you agree with what Snowden did or not, I respect the information that's out there now because of the decision that he made.
Speaking of two kid actors that turned out okay, I guess you and Joe are prime examples of that, aren't you?
Yeah, it was funny we talked about that because it is quite rare to meet a lot of people who were young actors and then stayed in it because they wanted to, because a lot of people are like, oh, I'm over it at some point.
Exactly.
But yeah, Joe and I, our careers are similar in the sense that, like, we did small things and then, like, a TV show and then bridged into movies. And yeah, he's great. I mean, Joe's the dude who sits with the crew at lunch. I know that sounds so strange to say, but 99.9% of actors don't do that.
They head to their trailers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the things I wonder is it hard for you to decide what you want to do? Like, when I was reading the InStyle thing, it sounded like traveling through Southeast Asia and India was such a great experience for you, and the looseness of not being burdened with possessions and things. Is it hard to come back and say, okay, let's find something that I can really commit to?
No, because for me, I've been acting since I was five because it's fun. And if I don't read a script for the next 4 years, that's doesn't fuel some sort of passion in me, then I'm not going to work for 4 years. I've always been like that, and I feel very fortunate to have a team around me that supports that as well.
They're not pressuring you to say, Shailene, you need to go to work.
No, not
you
at
should
all.
Be Wonder Woman.
I think we have an amazing Wonder Woman.
I know.
We have two.
Do we?
Gal Gadot is in the big movie, and we have the TV series.
Is there a TV series?
The TV series is Supergirl.
You got to get those two straight.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So I want to know if you ever did meet Jennifer Lawrence, because you told that funny email. You guys haven't met yet?
Isn't that weird?
That's kind of crazy.
I know, it is really crazy.
For two people
I think
that
it's
be
pretty
so
funny.
Popular yet still keep themselves together.
And
you
also
guys
have the same studio. Like, we just have so many similar things that we've never met.
That's crazy. I'll set it up for you.
And what about this idea of being a heroine in a franchise that's a global success? What have you found that was unexpected when you signed on from doing that?
I guess I never saw Triss as a heroine. So when we started doing press and when I started getting feedback from people and people started using that word, that was a shock in a way, because I always just saw her as this young girl who had fallen accidentally of sorts into a mission that she had to accomplish. And if she didn't accomplish it, she and the rest of her community would essentially die. And so, I guess in retrospect, obviously she is a hero, because a hero is somebody who, there's so many different definitions, but a hero can be defined by somebody who steps up in the face of fear and does something in a selfless manner to help those around them. And Triss does do that. But it wasn't something I was expecting.
And have you gotten feedback from people personally, like when you're out on the street or eating in a restaurant or...
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, a lot of people are just usually
nice.
They're nice and they're just like, oh, I love the films. But a lot of parents, usually you get feedback more from the parents than you do from the kids.
The kids are too shy, do you think?
I think they're just so wrapped up in that, the excitement of like that world. But parents are like, this movie brought us together, we would open dialogues for this or for this or for this, and that's always nice to reflect on.
Now, do you do the cap and sunglasses thing and kind of hide it?
No, I think that like draws so much more attention to you. I really do. If you see someone with a cap and sunglasses, you're like, who's that? I just do no makeup, normal clothes, and nobody gives a shit. It's so great.
I like that free spirit of it.
Why not? We have to. We forget that life should be fun. And we forget that life should not be stressful constantly. Of course, you're going to always have moments of stress and worry and anxiety, but it shouldn't be a daily thing.
It's hard, though, because you guys get isolated in your own world. So, I can see why some
people
actors
think that we get isolated in
okay
our own world. And people isolate themselves in their own world.
Okay.
But we're just actually human beings who like to act.
And so when you do buy a house, is it going to be in the valley?
I don't know that I'm going to buy a house, to
good
be honest
you
with you.
Yeah.
Continuous traveling.
Yeah, you got to.
I wonder when you're talking about fun, this movie, I thought the special effects were amazing. Mm-hmm. Really a wonderful surprise for me. But is it fun to do a movie that's got so many special effects where it might be all you're sitting in front of the green screen or something? You and Jeff Daniels are on chairs and everything's created. I mean...
Yeah, actually special effects can be quite monotonous just simply because it's a green screen around you and it's like working under fluorescent lights all day. You know, you get tired. And but some special effects are fun, like the gimbal scene where Mizoe and Ansel are in the flying whatever the bubble ship thing.
And you're nearly crashing and bouncing.
Yeah,
along.
That was an actual unit that was built on top of a gimbal, and we sat there for like 3 days being shaken around and then like going upside down all the way and coming back up, and that was fun.
Who threw up first?
Yeah. Luckily none of us.
Okay.
But it was pretty, it got intense at some points.
Just talk
to
next question.
Jeff,
sorry.
Before you go, where those scenes of you two together were some of the best in the movie, very quiet, but there's a lot of tension there.
Yeah.
About working with
him. He's great. Jeff, Jeff's such a funny guy. He's so professional. I mean, this man would come in and work one day and have 5 pages of dialogue and know every single word on time. That it's so rare to see that in any actor, let alone somebody who's been working for so long and has such a beautiful repertoire of films behind him.
And theater work, though.
And theater work, yeah. He's just a proper actor.
But
Jeff just wants to act.
And don't you think it's because of his stage work that he's got that ability to get those?
It's possible, yeah, actually. It's possible.
And for you?
It was
what
really exciting for me
work?
To work with. I have no interest in theater right now. But I was really excited to work with Jeff because I saw his play God of Carnage. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Years
yeah.
ago?
Yeah.
And I still remember it being the best play I've ever seen. And then to work with him, I was like, he's like,
he's on Broadway, you know, with Michelle Williams now.
Yeah.
In this movie about a sexual predator.
Creepy.
Blackbird. Very creepy.
Actually, he was talking about that.
Yeah.
Thank
Blackbird
you.
It's called.
Blackbird?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You
thank
should
you so
do
much.
Theater.
I don't
Love
know,
you.
Man. I just don't think it's my steez. Doing the same thing every night, I think I would get really bored.
8 times
to be
week.
Honest. Yeah. Maybe one day in my life, but right now... I, like, need the change.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Good luck.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.